The Edmonton Renovation Show is coming up, and Tidy Matters will be there to teach us about organizing ourselves. Angie and Pam make up Tidy Matters, but we have Pam today. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
So what inspired you to start Tidy Matters, and how has your passion for organization evolved into this full-fledged business?
So I actually got a little bit addicted to the Netflix show about the home edit, like just absolutely obsessed. I loved everything about what they did, the beauty of organization. So I approached my sister, who comes with a different skill set than I do, and I thought we could really just run this amazing business together, and she got on board with me, so we just ran with it. But what we didn't know that we kind of discovered as we started working with clients and running the business is how much we really impacted people's lives, and it just completely changed everything. For us, I thought I was going in to make all these beautiful closets and pantries and things like that, but really we were taking stress off of people and just changing their lives for them, and it has such a deeper meaning for us now.
Well, because a lot of people struggle with letting go of items when it comes to decluttering and organizing. So what kind of advice do you have for those that find it emotionally difficult to part with these things?
You know, we always recommend if you're going to try to declutter, it can be very overwhelming. So you really do want to start small and definitely start with easier stuff. Don't jump right into your sentimental items, because that is just going to overwhelm you and all of those emotions are going to come forth. And it really does help to work with somebody. So friends and family can definitely help. Sometimes they're not the best help, depending on the situation. And even bringing in a professional. And we come in and we don't have any attachment to your items. We are really there to just help guide you with the questions to make you kind of understand if you really want to keep or need that item anymore.
Would that be what you would say is maybe one of the most common organizational challenges that you have when you go to clients' homes?
Yeah, it's not even as much emotion sometimes. There is a lot of emotion attached. It's not always to do with sentimental. A lot of times they've just become so overwhelmed in their home that it is really weighing on their shoulders. It truly impacts people's mental health. So mostly what we kind of see is that people are very embarrassed and ashamed, and so they don't want people to come over. So we can guide them through those things. It's more that emotion that I find we see, and sentimental, you definitely get the other emotion. But what we want to do a lot with our business is take away some of the stigma of having clutter, because people are ashamed, and we want people to realize that things are really easy to accumulate. Like we always say, how many times do you see the Amazon truck come down your street every day? Right? And like, so it's so easy to online shop or get caught up in a sale item, or people are gifting you things and you feel guilty letting them go. So we're just there to help you take back your space and just remove some of that stress and overwhelm from people's lives.
How do you balance functionality and aesthetics when you're transforming a space? Because like my dad, after my mom passed, he got rid of everything and then ended up having to go buy pots and pans because he accidentally gave away all his pots and pans too. How do you kind of balance that?
We do it very carefully. So you really do have to pay attention, right, to what people are decluttering, because often what will happen is in the beginning, they're like, no, I need that. No, no, no. And we get a lot of no's about letting go. And so usually you go after some of the small things and then they'll open up. And then some people are honestly like, yeah, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Because that feeling and that stress starts to come off and they just get so excited about it. So I can completely see how that happened to your dad. It's like we are very cautious to watch and say, you know what, you might actually be getting rid of a little bit too much, right? We need to make sure that you're keeping the right amount of things for you, and that's different for everyone. Generally, you need a pot and pan or two. The declutter is really the most important part, the functionality of a home, and just making sure that you have the things that you need, that you use, that you actually truly love. And the aesthetics are second to that. We love a great aesthetic, but truly the functionality is the number one piece.
So many great tips just in these few minutes alone that we've chatted. But you can see Pam and Angie at the Edmonton Renovation Show coming up at the Expo Center. RavenRadio.ca has the link for you to get your tickets. And give a shout out to your website so we can send people there if they feel like they're ready to organize their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tidymattersorg.ca.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day.